This recording, Newfoundland 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job. And it was a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sensational, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an animosity mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, lower back with her hand. Then, singing a tune to her, finally she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxed bath. Once Sarah had managed to battle the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and later on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she recommended an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, the millionaire lawyer, though it was fair price for the cure. So I had this woman call me one day, and the phone rang, and I didn't recognize the number, but anyway, I picked it up. But this woman said, "Mr. So I certainly could understand like where she was part of. She said that, "Do you have your computer on?" And I said that, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's running, right?" She said that, "You have a problem with your windows." I said, "No, missus, I got a new house and my windows are perfectly good." "No, sir, you got a problem with your windows." I said, "Look, I'm nearly too busy now to talk to you, so call me back in a couple of hours and I'll discuss this again," which I did. She called back again. Now she got a little bit more saucier with me. She said that, "Mr. would you hurry and open your windows?" I said, "Missus, if you only knew how hard it's blowing here today," the wind, of course, I said, "you wouldn't ask me to open my windows, because the house, the roof would blow off of the house. Mr. I advise you, open up windows so I can help you with your problem in your windows on your computer." I said, "Goodbye, missus. Thank you." I hung up now.